SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid. We got a lot going on, as always. You know what we do, how we do it on Fridays. First hour, college football preview and picks. Second hour, NFL preview and picks. As we have hit mid-November, in fact, next week, Thanksgiving. So it is all evolving extremely rapidly here as we head towards the stretch run of both of the football seasons. We do have some live NBA tonight. We have some live college football tonight as Michigan State has Purdue in East Lansing. I know we've got a little UNLV and San Jose State with the late night Mountain West game. So we do have a few things to discuss as we move forward. Mike Carver here with you, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, you got to pump it up. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, pro? Huh? Did you miss me? You miss me. It's Friday, right? You haven't gotten enough of your Joey Lisi in your life, right? I could tell. I could tell you miss me for the weekend.
Yes. That's how it goes. I know. Well, you could say the same about me with yourself. So we'll see.
I don't miss you all that much. No, I'm kidding.
It's always nice to say to everybody, you know, it's a Friday night. It's almost the holidays. So we go ahead and we start it off with that, huh, Joe?
And we're going to see each other coming up soon. We got the holiday party. We can't wait to, you know, all hugs and kisses. Greetings and salutations, right? A lot of photo ops, me and you, you know, bright lights, big city in the city.
I remember last year we were supposed to meet you beforehand and you went off on your own to a bar, you know, to an area by yourself, an undisclosed location, and you didn't tell anybody. Nobody could find you until...
Where'd I go?
The bar opened up, so...
Where'd
okay.
I go? Hangar 61? Where was that? In Mexico? In New Mexico? Hangar 61 with the UFOs? What is it?
I don't remember, Joe. I don't remember at all. But we have a lot to do tonight. Let's get to tonight first before we can get any further than that. Let me start off with this. You got anything going in this Michigan State-Purdue game?
No.
This is a big number for Michigan State. I know Purdue sucks, but this is a very big number that we have here on a Friday night under the lights.
It is. Again, though, but you have two teams that are, I mean, Purdue's more gutless than Michigan State, right? Sparty, at least with Jonathan Smith in a rebuild, taking over that program, they've at least shown some signs of life. What do you get out of Ryan Walters? I will say I love the unis. Black pants? Black pant with the gold trim. You see these pants? Look at these pants on Purdue.
I got it
on. I'm gonna jump on the Boilermakers. These pants, Carver, look fantastic.
Well, we got potential rain here. Wind 14 miles per hour, 44 degrees temp. We got a little light rain in East Lansing tonight. Ball going to be a little
big
slick.
Big 10 football battle. Yes, big 10 football battle.
Kind of like... last night in Cleveland, right? With that Steeler-Brown game that you had.
I've never been so right and lost money. I was going to take Nick Chubb for 17-1, two tutties. As soon as I hit it, locks out, no good, two tutties, right? I had Cleveland. I had the over. I needed Cedric Tillman to get two more yards. He gets concussed in the third quarter. The guy catches a a slant. He gets pinballed by two guys, can't get off the field. We couldn't scrape him up to get two more yards, right? I have Nick Chubb to get 60. He ends at 59. I mean, how many more hits can I take like that? How many more?
You know, that's why they... That's it is what it is, Joe. Sometimes
I'm putting it out now. I'm telling you this right now. You listen to me? So buckle up. I don't put this out prior to Thanksgiving, but I've been feeling giving. It's that type of that time of year. I like to give out. I like to I'm a giver, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people think I'm selfish. I'm an actual giver. I'm gonna give out not one, not two, Carver. Slap yourself. Three power play cryptos. Diamond specials right here Friday night on the show. I mean, the street value on these alone is like worth over like $1,500. The street cred and street value for people to get their hands on this information is second to none. They're going to get it absolutely free on Carver and Lisi. And I'm the big shot is going to put it out in about 20 minutes. I'm just telling you this right now.
I thought you would call it the other night. That's why I just tweeted this. It was a 10-star catalytic converter, and then on and on from there. So I guess you've renamed it now tonight, what you're calling this, these plays.
Power play.
The power sweep? Is that what you're going with tonight? The power sweep.
Power play. 10-minute major, absolutely free. We're putting it out for everybody. You love hockey. 10-minute major.
And Purdue moving the football a little bit here, Joe. Purdue moving the football on their opening drive.
You must be too ahead of me. What do you mean? I'm still on kickoff. What are you watching here?
This Hudson Card, who's just absolutely pathetic. Pathetic this guy is, Hudson Card. You like anything in the nightcap with UNLV laying 8 at San Jose State?
I'm going to take a shot with San Jose.
Yeah, I don't like that.
How about Bad Jose? Can I take Bad Jose with the points?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. UTSA up 14-3 on Temple in the American Conference game tonight on a Friday night.
UTSA plays Army. Army gets the victory. Well, not that it matters, but they get the victory next week over UTSA. They're in the title game. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a real soldier play. Bazooka Joe,
They got their own problems tomorrow night first. Army's got their own problems in the Bronx tomorrow night first.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Really, indeed. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is what you would like to call
a lot of supposed wheels on Notre Dame. I'm just letting you know. A lot of supposed wheels.
Smash City play for the Irish over there in the Bronx.
Really?
In that game. Smash City play.
A lot of wheel plays. A lot of wheels are on Notre Dame. Money line.
Really?
Alt. Minus the 14.5. Come on, tough guy.
Money line. I mean, I obviously got to win the game.
Money line. Minus the 1,000.
Are you trying to say the guys from the Moneyline show are on them? Is that what you were trying to imply?
Oh, you see, you're trying.
Is that what you did?
You're trying to stir
you said the
pie,
Moneyline see, guys from right, the Moneyline are on it.
He's your new best buddy. You and DRS, your new best buddy. That's it. Hanging out, and you know, greetings and salutations. Hey, Donnie, great job. Hey, nice, Mikey. All right. Hey, I'll see you at the Christmas party. All right, okay.
You know, you got to remember something, Joe. All we're trying to do is we're just trying to win. That's it. We're just trying to win. It's tough out there for us. You're more worried about the accolades and things like that. We're just trying to go to the window. We just want to just cash tickets. We don't need the pomp and circumstance. We don't need the red carpet like you. We just want to go out and we just want to win. It's, you know what we do, Joe? Know what me and Donnie do?
Yeah,
we put the hard hat on. We put the hard hat on every day.
We
just try to go to work.
I get it. You're local 541 in Lisi's Run. I'm like, right, 10,000?
You know,
is that what it is?
You know, that's kind of what it is. We put the hard hat on, and we go to work.
You're jealous. Partner's jealous. That's what
it is. I'm not jealous. I'm just trying to grind it out over here. That's all.
Grind it out.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. As we are here with you. All right, we have a lot to get to. I mean, this is an enormous weekend of action that we have to discuss. And let's dive into, without question, Joe, what is the biggest game of the weekend for college football? And that is, of course, Indiana, currently number 5 in the college football playoff rankings, heading to the Horseshoe in Columbus to see Ohio State, number 2 right now in the college football playoff rankings. We know the storylines here, Joe. Indiana having the greatest season in program history, 10-0, undefeated. Cignetti comes over, doing an amazing job. They have never beaten Ohio State in program history, 30-0-1. The tie came in 1991. It's been a long time since they've had one competitive game, which was the Pennix game in the COVID year, which really wasn't competitive. I think they scored late to make it a one-score game. But either way, Joe, that was more competitive than it usually is. Massive game with massive implications to get things going on a college football Saturday.
It is, and we talk about the trends, right? Indiana's lost 28 straight games. The last time that they beat Ohio State was 1988. It's a long time ago, right? And the last four games have been decided by 29 points per game. And we talk about the closest margin of defeat came with Michael Penix. What was that, a 7-point loss during the COVID year? So, yeah. And again, I went back and forth in the line movement. It went from 10 to 10.5 to 13.5. It's back down to 11.5, 10.5 here in New Jersey. I honestly believe McLaughlin's a huge loss to that offensive line. If there is one player, okay, outside a skilled player like a quarterback that could be a huge loss, it's the center. And there's a significant drop-off from the backup because the line calls and the looks that they're going to have to see. Offensive line continuity, I don't care if the backup is played before. It's a lot different in a meaningful game when you have to make all the line calls. So for me, I'm going to take the points with Indiana. I like Indiana to keep this game close.
Yeah, you know, I want them to keep this game close, Joe. Like, I want this to be a game. I think that it would – look, we've discussed this at length. If Indiana goes out on Saturday afternoon and gets absolutely smashed, you know, by 28, 35, 40, you know, they get destroyed in this game, it's going to make the season it's going to make it miserable because I don't think they're going to get in if they get completely embarrassed by Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to happen with Cignetti. I'm with you. I think that Cignetti is too good, and he's brought in the right guys. They understand the assignment. And let's be fair here also, Joe. Have you been, and I know everybody loves Ohio State. I mean, what's the, I guess, going to Happy Valley and beating Penn State?
Well,
I mean,
people put the Happy Valley win, and again, you can make this argument about a lot of teams. If the resumes were switched, where would Ohio State be? Where would Penn State be? Where would Michigan be?
Right.
Meaning, would they be ahead of Penn State in the polls? Of course they would. I'm just saying, you know that.
But what's like you say, like, what's been overly impressive about what they've done this year? They had a 1-point loss at Oregon.
That's it.
They won at Penn State, which Penn State never wins those games.
Right.
I don't, it's not like Ohio State has gone out every week this year and steamrolled everybody. You know, it's not like they're just this dominant, no doubt about it team like we've seen in the past in college football. We've seen some Alabama teams like that in the last 10 years. That is not this Ohio State team, Joe. They are, you know, they could be taken. We saw Nebraska almost beat them in the Horseshoe a couple of weeks back. So
I agree. And I'm not sold on Will Howard. I'm not. I keep saying that. I'm not sold on. I don't think he's elite. I'm sorry. I don't think he's – do you think – who would you rather have? Cam Ward? Who would you rather have? Shedeur Sanders?
Cam Ward.
Who would you Dylan Gabriel? Yeah. I mean, I'll keep going. I mean, Jalen Milroe, you would want all those guys over Will Howard.
I'm sure people will probably think I'm nuts. Was he that much of an upgrade over McCord?
No.
I don't think he was. Well, he that much only, of an upgrade?
Well, the only upgrade is his ability to run. because McCord wasn't
okay, run. McCord couldn't run like him. I'll say that. But again, where are these monster Will Howard performances that just knock you over and say, oh my God, they're ripe, Joe. And you know what? Maybe there is a little storybook here for Indiana.
Take the money line?
They can finish off this. It's juicy. Plus 340. It's juicy. Or you want to play now? You mentioned the other night the line movement. It started 10.5 a week ago. Got as high as 13.5 when we spoke on Wednesday night. Back down to 10.5, Joe, here on Friday night before the game. It's creeped back down. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that, and I said this today, I do not believe, and we talked about the divergence, 80% of the tickets. I don't believe 80% of the tickets are on Indiana.
That's come down, too. That's dropped.
I know. But I think it's more like, honestly, I think it's more like 65-70 in favor of Ohio State. That's what I think. I don't think it's true. You can't tell me a team that's won 28 straight games and is still perceived as the best team in the Big Ten, even though they lost to Oregon, is not getting the money laying at home. I'm sorry. You can't sell me on that. I don't believe that seven of 10 people are going to the window on Indiana. I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. I think it's the other way.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more even than maybe early in the week, or people saw that thing get to 12, 13 and started going in. But I'm pretty sure that there's plenty of Ohio State tickets out there. They are one of the brands. They are one of the most popular teams, public teams, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia. They're always going to get their share of money every Saturday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid, getting ready for the big college football and NFL weekend. The next thing of importance, Joe, for Saturday, aside from this Indiana-Ohio State game, I think clearly is who is going to come out of this quagmire. Like that, I had to throw quagmire in there at some point.
It's going to rain.
That is, I was speaking more to the mess that is who's going to come out of this Big 12 in the next 2 weeks and find themselves in the championship game. We obviously have a couple games, significant games, highlighted by BYU going to Arizona State and Colorado going to Arrowhead to see Kansas. They put out a thing yesterday, Joe. There are 9 teams in the Big 12 that still mathematically can find themselves in Dallas for the title game in a couple weeks. Now, some obviously have crazier scenarios than others, but there is still a pulse for 9 teams in that conference that can dream that they can somehow make it to the championship game. So there's a lot on the table this weekend in all these Big 12 matchups.
I agree. And, I still give the edge to both favorites in these games, Colorado and Arizona State. I like the way the defenses are playing for both. But, I have a feeling it's going to be Arizona State. I don't know. Cam Scataboo and Sam Levitt. That's a lethal 1-2 combo. And I like Dillingham. Don't you? Kenny Dillingham, young coach, 8
I
wins.
I love Dillingham. I love him, Joe. And you know this, too, because they're cheap out there. They're going to lose him to a bigger job. They're not going to be able to keep him around after this. He's going to get a bigger job, whether that's an SEC or a Big Ten job, whatever it is. He's 34 years old. In his second year, he's improved them. I mean, if he ever wins the Big 12 this year, and Joe, they're cheap. They're not going to do like what Indiana did with Cignetti.
Oh, I don't get why they're cheap.
They're cheap.
Well, because they had Herm there?
Yeah, they got burned on that. They don't like spending money on it. So that I don't believe.
Yeah, they're making it. It's a big party school. They get a ton of attendance. How can't they like to spend money on? Didn't they have Hurley there as coach for basketball?
He's still there. He's still there, Hurley.
Well, so what do you mean they're cheap?
Yeah, they're cheap, and they're not going to pay this kid. He's going to get big money from some Big Ten or SEC school, and he's going to go take it, and he's going to be out of there. I would say in the next 2 years.
You got it all figured out. You're a guru. You're a wheel.
Because,
I don't even know why I told
these guys
you
are all. You know this, Joe. At the end of the day, these guys are all.
I don't know why.
They're all mercenaries. All of them.
Mercenaries.
They are at the end of the day. They're mercenaries.
Some consider me a mercenary when I sit here and you bash me over the head every night. I'm just saying.
A little bit. Are you at all concerned that there doesn't seem to be a soul on the planet who's picking BYU this week? Doesn't seem like there's a soul on the planet who's picking BYU. They've been written off after losing to Kansas last week.
Come on.
Joe,
what do you mean? Come on.
I have obviously, you know me, I'm around. I see what's happening. I'm on social media.
You're running in the cool circles? I got to hang with you more.
I have heard no one taking BYU this week. No one.
Interesting. I mean, this is a game. I like Arizona State. Again, I'm not betting it. There's 12 other games on the board tomorrow that I want to bet, and Arizona State's not one of them. That aside, I think they're more physical, a little more physical, and have a little more talent offensively than BYU. I think Leavitt broke out in terms of the passing attack last week. We saw him make plays with his legs. That front seven shut down a very good Kansas State rushing attack early on. Now, granted, they rushed for, I believe, a buck 54. You know, but that was mostly in the second half after they trailed basically by three scores. I like Arizona State. You have a hot coach. You have a coach who's confident. And the coach coaches with a chip on his shoulder. And I like that. You know, at home in their place, I mean, you don't think the Tempe weather is going to be a factor out there in the desert.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I used to like back in the day with Jake the Snake and Keith Poole. You know, back in the day? J.R. Redmond. Give me a little J.R. Redmond in your life.
They got lit up in the Rose Bowl by Ohio State that year when they made the Rose Bowl, and they got lit up in that game. Carver and Leachy Sports Group Radio. We'll come back. We will start week 13. College football selections. Unbelievable. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. We have got week 13. Which is just nuts. And I know this is when Joe starts to get a little misty-eyed because he knows that we're getting a little too close to the end. He waits all year for this, and then it's gone in the blink of an eye, the college football season. But he's going to have it extend. I mean, it extends all the way out to January 20th this year.
I get misty-eyed? What is that all about?
You go into almost a sad, you know, like, you get upset. You want to go into hiding when college football ends because you know it's a long 8 months until it comes back. You know, it's just you prefer when there's college football going on. I understand it. It's okay. You don't like when it's over because you know you got such a long time until it's back. You know, that's the only thing, Joe. It's okay. Week 13 as we get going here. And yes, Joe, 4-3 for you last week. 2-5 for me last week. I had an awful week. So that gets us both, as we hit the stretch run here, both of us 45-43. Now, it would be nice, Joe, forget about me versus you for a moment. It would be nice for the show if the both of us pumped this up here and tried to get to, you know, 7, 8, 9 games over by the time the regular season ends. It would be nice
if we pumped this over. I was 7 games under 500. I have absolutely been on a red-hot scorch just like I said I was. I've been backing up the talk each and every week. Okay? You peacocking out there. You got the bib out. You got your little, you know, man bag, your Gucci man bag that's just coming across your body and your belly. Just because, you know, you like to keep the money close to you. I know. That's what you do. You like to keep the money close. You don't want to anybody.
You got picks, or do you want to see? This is what gets you in trouble. You're the one grandstanding. You're the one trying to peacock. Why don't you just put the picks out there? You got the 10-star sock of quarters, catalytic converter plays this week. Let's go. I want to see. We're both doing a bad job here. Let's pump this thing up over the next few weeks and finish 6, 7, 8, 9 games over for the year. Let's go here.
All right, let's do it. I got a soldier play, too. Last time that didn't work out too well, so let's just jump in it. Virginia plus the 9.5, Carver. I've been on and going against SMU. I was on Boston College last week. Grayson James and that team moved the football. They put up 28 total points. They were in striking distance. They lose it 38-28. On the flip side, Virginia goes into South Bend. They lose, cover the 22.5, 21.5 point number. They still need to win a game to become bowl eligible. I think they're going to be live. Playing at home in Charlottesville, I don't know if they win, but that was the recipe. Boston College showed it. Commitment to the run, that's what Virginia could do. Plus the 9.5, pick number one, give me the Cavs over the SMU Mustangs. Number one for Lisi. Number two, crypto play. Crypto play, catalytic converter, crypto play. We saw it. Action Jackson Dart play at Oxford last week, a couple of weeks ago against top-ranked Georgia. Puts up 199 yards through the air. They win a very low-scoring game, double-digit win over the Georgia Bulldogs. Now they go on the road. They're laying 11.5 to DJ Lagway in Florida. Florida all hot. They get the victory over Brian Kelly and LSU, right? Lower scoring game, defense playing well. They are going to get sliced and diced by Ole Miss. But I'm not picking the side. My best bet in this game is the over 55.5, 55.5, 65.5, 75.5. Ulysses Bentley, action, Jackson Dart, a little Lane Kiffin. They put up potentially 60 on Florida. Give me over 55.5, Florida Ole Miss. Crypto number one, pick number two on the slate. Pick number three. I don't like Penn State, all right? I think they're gutless, okay? I'm not sold on Penn State as a whole. I know they're the top four team, you know, Drew Aller, this, that, and the other. I'm tired of it, all right? I'm tired of Penn State not living up to expectations. Never been, you know, winning a game that they should. They're going on the road to Minneapolis, and you know what we're doing, Carver? We're rowing the boat. I'm rowing it like Oxford Blues. I'm better looking. I'm better looking than what's his face in Oxford Blues. What's his name? Lowe. What's his name? Rob Lowe. I'm better looking than Rob Lowe, okay?
Matthew Broderick, by the way. Matthew
Broderick. Oxford Blues. I'm rowing the boat. I'm rowing the boat. Rob Lowe. No,
right.
I'm taking P.J. Fleck and the Gophers. Last two times that they played in Minneapolis, Minnesota actually won the ball game outright. You give me 11.5. Drew Aller is absolutely gutless. Give me Minnesota plus the points. Not a crypto, but I like the dog in that matchup. Crypto number two. You ready? Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Brian Kelly ain't losing four games in a row. I don't care if Diego Pavia's coming there. I don't care that Vanderbilt's a slayer as a dog. Guess what? Vanderbilt has lost 9 straight to LSU, okay? Last time they won in Baton Rouge was 1951, okay? The last time they beat LSU was back in 1990. You want to talk about beatdown city? Oh, Tigers. Mike the Tiger, Leachy's running the Tiger out. They're going to win this big game 14-20, no shot. Vandy has no shot to beat LSU. I'm laying the 7.5, crypto number two. You ready? Crypto number three. Look at this face. Look at this face. That's the face of Matt Rhule if he doesn't win this game against Wisconsin. because he's absolutely clueless, okay? He's been clueless every time he's a dog. If you cannot beat Wisconsin coming off the emotional loss in Madison, Wisconsin, to the top-ranked team in the country, you fire Phil Longo, your offensive coordinator, you've lost 10 straight to Wisconsin, then you get an extra point of discount from 2.5 to 1.5. If they don't win this game, that's what Matt Rhule's going to look like. Catalytic converter, pick number 3, Carver. Nebraska, minus the 1.5 over Whiskey Down. How about that? Then I got over 57.5, Pitt Louisville. I didn't think that game sails through the total. Both offenses, I think a little Tyler Shuck. I think a little Nate Yarnell. Whoever's playing quarterback for Pitt, they light it up from 58.5 down to 57.5. Give me the over. And then, Carver, look at me. Look at me. I want you to look at me. You know what this is? Soldier play. I'm taking the 14.5. I'm taking the 500 on the money line. Everybody discounted on it's going to be like Navy against Notre Dame. No, it's not. You know why? Army plays with heart. They're giving up 10 points per game. They're holding opposing offenses to 82 rushing yards per game. And they're only allowing 38% on third down conversions. And oh, by the way, have one of the best third down offenses in all of college football. They're going to run it right down Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman's ass. We're going to win the game outright. Give soldier play. 14.5 for Army. Pick number 7. Let me give it to you. Crypto over Ole Miss, Florida, 55.5. Crypto, LSU minus the 7.5. Crypto, Nebraska minus the 1.5. Virginia plus the 9.5. Mini plus the 11.5. Over 57.5. Pitt Louisville and Army. Soldier play plus the 14.5.
Two things here, Joe. Just a couple corrections for you. Are better for you, actually. Virginia plus 10.5 right now. On you get Virginia plus the 10.5. That's a new number for you there. All right, so you get a point. And I think the other one was, actually, I think that's it. 55.5, 11.5, 1.5. Yes, everything else good, Joe. That was the only one. You get a point, one more. Virginia, and I like that too, Joe. I think Virginia's going to give SMU a problem. I'll come back. I like a few of your others as well, and I'll give you mine. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody here with us on the grid. All right, Joe. I got to tell you, Joe, I like a bunch of yours. I'm with you on Virginia. I'm with you on Nebraska. Just missed the card for me. Was the Nebraska game, and I'm glad it didn't because I didn't want to have two checker on a checkers with you. I mean, God, if LSU's ever going to beat anybody up, it's got to be this week, right? I mean, seriously, Joe, if LSU's ever going to do it, it's got to be Vandy on Saturday. And I know Vandy's had a nice year, good year for Clark Leah, but I mean, and Kelly losing that kid this week, too. He better go out and win by 50. They couldn't give Kelly an extra $500,000 to go and keep the kid from going to Michigan?
I heard it was $2 million.
Okay, $2 million. He couldn't scrounge up $2 million in the couch down there at LSU to keep that kid to staying there, but whatever. And you know, I'll wait on the Army thing with you. We'll do that after my picks. I'm not picking the Army-Notre Dame game, but I'll save that for you. Here's where I'm going, Joe. You ready? I will start my picks by giving you my checker on a checker because I don't like picking the same games as Joe. I tend to not do it. It hurts the intrigue with the head-to-head competition, but I'm sorry, Joe. I like this game too much. I'm not getting off of it. I'm staying with it, and that's for the same reasons you just said. Franklin is gutless, all right? I'm taking the Gophers at home with the 11.5. They've been a good team covering this year. They've been a good team, et cetera. And you want to know what, Joe? Can we get it? Can we get the outright? From PJ? Can he row that? And by the way, I told you Matthew Broderick. I was thinking of Biloxi Blues with Matthew Broderick. You were right about the Rob Lowe one. I was thinking of Biloxi Blues with Matthew Broderick. So there you go. We have the 80s movies all mixed up and turned together. Pick number 1 for me, same as Joe. Minnesota plus 11.5 against Penn State 3:30 East kick there. Next for me, Joe. I'm going to go to this one. UCF has played wild games all year. Win, loss, or indifferent. It seems like every game is a pinball machine with UCF. And West Virginia scores a lot of points as well, especially at home. I'm going to this over, Joe. UCF and the Mountaineers in Morgantown. It's heavy. It's 62.5. But go look. These UCF games are like 38-35, you know, 45-38. I mean, they play no D. And they score tons of points, and I'm going to go with it again. Over 62.5, UCF and West Virginia, pick number two. Pick number three, a rivalry game, Joe, in the ACC. First time it's a rivalry game in the ACC, though. Cal and Stanford getting together on Saturday afternoon. Why are they not playing this game, Joe, on the traditional rivalry weekend?
How many people are going to watch this game? Three?
I'll tell you this. I've seen enough from Stanford this year that, and it being a rivalry game. That, and I know Cal needs a win to be bowl eligible, blah, 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 blah. They are going to have to earn that win. I don't think Stanford wins, but 14.5, Joe? Big rivalry game? Stanford's actually shown a pulse in a few of these games. They just beat Louisville. I'm in, Joe. 14.5 with the Cardinal out west for pick number three. Pick number four. System play, Joe. Are you ready? System play. The unranked team favored at home against the ranked team. Albeit Illinois is all the way at the back, but we're going to chop with Shiano in Piscataway. Got me there. Got me a win last week against Maryland. We're going to try it again against Illinois at home. Rutgers minus the 1.5. Pick number four for me. Pick number five. This team's been good at home the last couple times out. And I'm trying, again, they're a dog at home, and they've won outright the past few times. Houston beat Utah at home. Houston beat Kansas State at home the last few times they've been at home. Remember that, and that's key. Aranda and Baylor going down there to Houston tomorrow. 8.5, Joe. I'm getting with the Cougars here, who have been a good home team this year in the conference. Might not win the game. I don't think Baylor and Aranda are that great. I know they're one of those nine teams in the mix that could still somehow make the title game. Houston ends that for them maybe on Saturday. And if they don't, they'll keep it close. Plus 8.5 with Houston at home against Baylor. Next, out to Arrowhead, where Colorado comes calling for the Kansas Jayhawks. And you want to know what, Joe? Maybe I'm a glutton for punishment, but for the third week in a row, I'm going after the Jayhawks. I tried with Iowa State. They chopped me. I tried last week with BYU. They chopped me again. Well, they're going to have to get the hat trick on me, Joe, because I'm going after them one more time. And now Colorado's been great. And they got scored a ton of points, and Kansas has been good. But I think that now people buying into Kansas after the last few weeks, they're about to get smashed, Joe. What have you guys been doing right now? Pow, 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 smashed for Shador and Travis Hunter and the Colorado Buffaloes, minus the 2.5 in Arrowhead against Kansas. They will take care of business. And the final one for me. How do I not go to this guy again? He's been so good to me all year long. Indiana overs have been great. And I'm going there again, baby. Indiana and Ohio State over to up to 53.5 now here tonight. So I got to take that. Got it earlier in the week at 51.5. But I'm still going to go with it, Joe, at 53.5 because I expect points in this game one way or the other. Maybe Ohio State destroys them. That would be very upsetting, but it'll get over. But could get a high-scoring game, Joe, with both teams in the high 20s. One of them gets in the 30s, 35-28, 35-31, somewhere in that area, over Indiana and Ohio State, the final pick for me. So over Indiana, Ohio State, Colorado minus 2.5, Minnesota plus the 11.5, Rutgers minus 1.5, Houston plus the 8.5, Stanford plus the 14.5, and UCF and West Virginia over 62.5, the week 13 college football pick.
I actually like the Houston pick. They're playing very well. That almost made the card because I think Baylor now punched themselves out, Carver. So I'm not, you know, the 8.5 with Willie Fritz isn't bad for me. You know, it's a good look. So I think you're cooking. The total. The one total that I'm not, like, on board is the Indiana. I'm scared about that.
You think it could be a tight, close to the vest, low scoring game with so much on the line. I don't think so. I think that Rourke and Howard are going to be able to score some points. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got to rip through all the games we haven't talked about. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you aboard here. All right, Joe. We got a lot. Let's first do this because I didn't get to talk to you about this. All right, I get it. Soldier play. You're on Army in the Bronx against Notre Dame. I actually, Joe, unfortunately, I can't even play the game because of Army. So I get cut out.
It's
I'd have to go across the river.
Though. It's best that you don't. Just hope that they pull out the victory. Just it's best that you don't. I don't want to rip the rug.
Here's all I'm going to say to you. Notre Dame has already had their stupid moment for the year with that Northern Illinois game. They have been smash city pretty much since that game. The focus has been there. I just don't you think that Army's going to be able to stop Notre Dame's offense with the way they're running the football right now?
Do you really? Sometimes the best defense is your offense, and if Army starts fast and punches one in, guess what? That defense is a lot better than Navy. We're going to see. On a neutral field, I'm telling you, that defense, they're going to be like a hornet's nest. You're not going to be able to get rid of those guys.
Yeah,
no one undefeated. I will say this. They knock off Notre Dame in Yankee Stadium in New York in front of prime time. All lies on the product and the brand. They will jump. Boy, make no mistake about it. They will jump Boise State in terms of the Monday night rankings. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay. I don't believe it. We'll see.
All right.
They love Boise.
Answer this. If Notre Dame loses, they're done, right?
Notre Dame has no business being in the playoff if they lose this game. No business being in the playoff. And they won't be. And the question will be, at that point, Joe, fifth SEC team or a second ACC team or something like that? I think it'll be the fifth SEC team because they'll be able to make everyone happy and not leave one of these teams that's beating each other in the round robin out. And they'll put them all in. Which, I mean, it is. And they'll probably make two of them play each other also on the first weekend. Because there's going to be so many of them involved, obviously. All right, Joe, let's rip through here, and then we'll probably have to finish them at the top of the hour. Miami is one of those teams in the mix for the playoff. They're laying 24.5 at home. This is a noon East kick with Wake Forest. Healthy total, too, Joe. 67.5 in this game.
I like the points. A lot of pressure on Miami. When you have a team that is no margin of error and has been living dangerously all year long, give me the points. I mean, we're not talking 14. We're talking three touchdowns, a field goal, and a hook. No?
Look, it's a lot of lumber. It's a lot of lumber, Joe. That's for sure. And Miami not exactly blowing everybody out, right? I mean, they've had some struggles from time to time. What else have we not done? Can you believe North Carolina is bringing Mac Brown back for another year? I mean, honestly, another year of Mac Brown?
I feel bad for him.
I mean, when do they start feeling bad for their program? When do they start feeling bad for themselves? Enough.
They're looking Brown like Dean Smith, although he didn't bring the natty.
Bring the natty. How about a conference title? I mean, has he brought many of those? I mean, God. I mean, geez, Joe. Oh, Joe. Joe with the clip out and clip in, but he's back. They're actually favored on the road at the Fighting Blewetts on Saturday.
That total is what, 57.5? I like the way this kid Grayson James is playing. They were gutty last week. That was a gutty effort.
Iowa -3.5 in College Park against Maryland. Man, that's an awful football game. That's just that's like friends and family only at that game. Friends and family only. What else, Joe? What could Northwestern getting 10.5 at the Big House against
Lean
Michigan.
To Michigan, but I'm not touching that game.
And you told me during a break, early line out, 22.5
23
for Ohio State. 23.5 for Ohio State, Michigan next week. Put it on the board right now. And we're going to have to do these on Wednesday, remember, because there's not going to be any Carver and Lisi Thursday, Friday next week. Joe will 100% Michigan plus 23.5. I sniffed it out already. He's going to be on Michigan next week in that game. A lot of lumber. A lot of lumber.
Me.
We'll come back and finish these and then start the NFL. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back, everyone.